give me courage to love. Know the secret of us. Don't hurry, my love. Nothing good gets away. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Vahu suparna sayuja sakaya samanam vrikram parishwasva.
Om Shanti. When we listen to any song, and that song penetrates us, there is something called energy body within us. If that music, that melody reaches the energy body, sensations are felt on the physical body. Energy body is the body of light. Scientists call it bioenergy or bioelectricity. Some people have more bioelectricity, some have got less. When you work on energy and attempt to increase that bioenergy within you, you are altogether a different person. There is something called hypnotic spell. You must have seen that. The moment you come in contact with certain souls, they have hypnotic effect on you. The voice is magnetic. A different charisma pulls you, because somewhere the energy, the work has been done at the level of energy. See, all the work we have to do at the level of energy. One poet has said, I call it a poetry only if that poetry makes your hair stand on end. Otherwise, it's not poetry. So we enter from the gross to the energy world. We see everything as energy. We feel everything as vibration. That's why when we come to Madhuban, we find ourselves charged. Who is getting charged? That energy body. Because Madhuban is the high vibrational field. And the moment you enter, not just the soul, but this energy body, which is in between soul and physical body, is getting charged. The electric field is getting generated here. And when you are filled with that high energy within, the outside manifestation is joy, peace, bliss, happiness. To remain in that high vibrational stage all the time is the goal. In yesterday's evening Murli, Baba gave a very beautiful vardhan, blessing. Nirantar bhava. Whatever you do, let that become perennial, permanent. It should become natural nature. Just as body consciousness has become natural nature. Body consciousness has become natural nature. Now make Dehi Abhimani, soul consciousness, as your natural nature. Only when something is natural, it will stay for a long time. if it is forced, if it is thrusted upon you, somebody is making you do that, you're getting compelled, it cannot stay for a long time. If you want anything to stay for a long time, any habit, it should become natural. To stay in the high vibrational stage should become a natural nature. So we were discussing different messages, the divine messages channeled, bringing news of the angelic world, bringing news of that subtle world, that energy world, where there is nothing gross, where there is no physicality. The divine light permeates that world, that subtle world. So this is the Avyakta Sandesh of 15th, Avyakta Message of 15th August 2012. Baba is talking with Kumaris. There's a bhakti going on. Small Kumaris have come. Different things have been discussed, which you can read from the book. अगर कभी कोई विघ्न बनकर सामने आता भी है, तो आप दृढ़ता के संकल्प द्वारा सफलता मूर्त बनने वाले हैं, साथ साथ शुभ भावना शुभ कामना के वाइब्रेशन द्वारा परिवर्तन करने की शक्ति आप में है। बताओ, परिवर्तन करने की शक्ति यूज करती हो ना? बाबा ने कहा, अब किसी को भी बीती बातों का वाइब्रेशन नहीं देना, सिर्फ प्यार की बातों का अनुभव कराना। अगर कोई कमजोर संकल्प आए तो अपनी शुभ वृत्ति शुभ भावना शुभ कामना द्वारा परिवर्तन कर देना। बाबा ने कहा, जब कोई भी बात आवे तो आप मेरे दिल तख्त पर बैठ जाना और सोचना कि यह क्या है और अब क्या करना है, तो बहुत सहज हो जाएगा। इफ एनी थिंग कम्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू, जस्ट सिट ऑन माई हार्ट थ्रोन, सिट ऑन माई हार्ट थ्रोन और सोचना यह क्या है और अब क्या करना है। सो whenever यू आर beset with any predicament, any question, any problem in life, what you have to do? Just sit on my heart throne and think, what is it? What can be done? So this is a spiritual drill, a good spiritual practice. Whenever there is any question, Baba is saying, come and sit on my heart throne and think, what is it? What am I to do? And the answer will come. Learning to sit on God's heart throne. Learning to be with Him. In yesterday's evening, Murli Baba said, Mohabbat, not mehnat. It is the love, not the effort. Do it with love. You need not to make any effort. The effortless effort is love. Love is the effortless effort. Just fill yourself with this love. Baba was talking with double foreigners. What he said to them? How you reached here? You crossed the oceans and reached here. So he knows where you are, what you are doing. Your every action, your every speech, your every thought, your every emotion, your every desire In spite of all this, Baba said, Baba gives you Swaman, titles. So always have the intoxication. What intoxication? Who has given these titles? Who has given? Who has given this title to you? So Almighty Authority has given. Nobody has the power to shake you. Nobody can budge you from your position. But you should have two things about these Swamans. What are they? Faith and intoxication. This faith will make you knowledgeful, and this intoxication will make you powerful. So take any Swaman, any self-respect from anywhere. And think, what is the thought? Who has given me this? Who is telling me this? Have this intoxication of that. Stay in that intoxication for some time. Let your mind get soaked in that nasha, in that faith. You will become powerful, you will become knowledgeful. In knowledgeful also two categories. One is knowledgeful and another is knowledgeable. Knowledgeful probably means to have knowledge, and knowledgeable means to become the embodiment. It is not just mere knowledge, but you are embodiment. Baba is talking with teachers. What he told to teachers? Don't just give course, but give the course of
force.
Souls are thirsty. They are not just wanting knowledge. They want some power. You don't have to become orators. You don't have to just become those who give speeches, speakers. There are speakers galore in the world. You're not just speakers. You're not just orators. You don't have to influence the world by your fluency, but with your spirituality, with your power. Your speech should have that hidden power. There might be hundreds and thousands of speakers across the globe. They are very good speakers, with abundant treasure of words and phrases. And yet, there is inner poverty. You are spiritually affluent. You have that spiritual abundance within you. Give course of force. This is needed now. This course is needed. Empower them. Embolden them. So take any Swaman from anywhere and churn it. Think of it, dream of it. Let your mind stay with it for some time. So sit on the heart throne. This is a very good practice. Whenever you have any problem, anything to be solved, just sit in silence and think that I am sitting in Baba's heart throne. And this heart throne is, what are the qualities of God's heart throne? It is? It's absolutely pure. It is impeccable. So when God's heart throne is so pure, so stainless, so untainted, who can sit on that? Only who are absolutely pure. Pure. Impure souls, if they try to sit, what will happen to them? They will slip down. They will collapse. This is a very high vibrational throne. Only souls with high vibrations can sit there. Pure and impure. Higher consciousness is purity. Low consciousness is impurity. Everything that takes you away from body is purity. Everything that brings you to body is impurity. Everything that makes you fly beyond the five elements is purity. Everything that ties you down to five elements is impurity. Everything that makes you lose body consciousness is purity. Everything that makes you come into body consciousness is impurity. Everything that fills your heart with divine joy is purity. Everything that fills you with darkness, depression, dark energy is impurity. Love is the highest vibrational force in the world. Love is purity. Purity is love. The highest form of purity is love, and the highest form of love is purity. There are beings who are full of love. They never talk of celibacy. They never talk of brahmacharya. But they are the very embodiment of brahmacharya, where the seed of purity has blossomed, has bloomed into the tree of love. Their very being is suffused with purity, with love. Look at Baba himself, what he said yesterday. I am giving love and remembrance to whom? Those who are of this, those who are of India, abroad, poor, rich, far, near. I give them yaad pyar, I give them dil ki duaye, blessings from the heart. I give them love to all those. And if I am to sing their glory, raat beet jayegi. This whole night will go in this work. Look at the amount of love. The incalculable love he is carrying within himself. He knows everything about everyone. If he wants, he can narrate the list of evil deeds and sinful activities you have done, not leaving a single one. But does he do that? He doesn't do. He knows everything about our lives. He knows how unrighteous these children are. Baba used to meet so many people, so many souls, and he gave them 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour. He talked with them in history hall, he talked with them in meditation hall, he talked with them in Om Shanti Bhavan. And many of them left him afterwards. Was he not knowing that? That he is the one with whom I am, the one with whom I am talking at present. He is going to divorce me soon. He is going to become a traitor. He knew those treacherous souls, and yet, he knows not hate. He knows not animosity. He knows not grudge. He doesn't predict anything negative about any soul. You are meeting me with so much love, and you say that if you open your heart, it will be full of love. I tell you that after 5 years, you will go away from me. Did he make such a prophecy? He doesn't make negative prophecies about individual souls, because he is the supreme psychologist. He understands human psychology so well, so much in depth. In the scale of human emotions, love is at the top. You know, somebody has made the scale of human emotions. Abraham Hicks, emotional guidance scale. The topmost is love, freedom, appreciation, joy. And gradually, lower emotions. The last is 22nd. Fear, depression, despair, powerlessness, grief. This is the list of human emotions. The highest and the lowest. And the highest human emotion is love. And God is full of that love. He is the very incarnation of love. He is the very embodiment of love. That's why the word which he has used for himself is ocean. Ocean means shoreless, limitless, boundless, endless. One of the practices to experience God is to go near an ocean and stand and watch ocean. Look at the waves that come. They are unending. They come, they go. Look around everywhere. Every day go and sit at the shore and watch that ocean and feel the divinity, feel the magnificence, feel the vastness. And remember him. If you can't go, you can look at the pictures. Yesterday's Murli Baba said two things. Aim and symptoms. Lakshya and lakshan. What is your aim? There is something known as vision board. What is vision board? You can create your own vision board. Have a board. And every day in the morning, write. My aim. What is my aim today? And what are the features or symptoms or what I should do, lakshan, I should have today. What is my aim? My aim is that today I don't have to waste time. So not wasting time. This is the, you are writing on the vision board. And what I will do today? I will churn Murli. I will read Murli. How many times you have to read? How many times? Till it is committed to your memory. Till that time. When you can just keep it, close it, sit it, sit down and try to remember and recall everything, every line of it from top till bottom. Whatever he has said, because every line which he says is filled with vibrations of divine energy. They are bringing messages from the world, not of this world. They bring message from some other world. They are not vyakt. They are not manifest. They are avyakt, unmanifest. They are not form. They are formless, incorporeal. The words God speak. That's why what he said, the Swaman, who has given you this self-respect? By almighty authority, not by any human being. So you need not to become depressed. If you go and tell somebody, I am the greatest, they will ask, who told you? If you say to them this particular guru and that particular guru, they will laugh at you. But if you say them God, they will be taken aback. Because they never heard this before, that anybody is saying like this. So that's why Baba says, every word I speak, don't take them lightly and don't take me for granted, as you have taken me. When I say something, when I tell this is the way, there is no question of your way and my way. This is the way. Srimat is the way. It is not your way, it is not my way. It is not your opinion and my opinion. It is not said by any Tirthankara. It is not said by any Buddha. It is not said by any Ishwar Putra. It is not said by any great soul, it is not said by any punyatma, it is not said by any charitable soul, it is not said by any bodhisattva, it is not said by any person who is avatar, who is incarnation. It is not said by any guru, any master. It is said by the highest authority. That's why Baba said, intoxication, nasha and nishchaya. This nishchaya will make you powerful, knowledgeable. So whenever you read Murli, before reading, just sit for a while and think what I am going to read. So I was talking about vision board. Make a board. You can create a board, small board, and hang it. In centers, you must have seen Murli written on the board. So now create a vision board and every day have a vision. My aim, my lakshan. This is my aim today. What is my aim? To learn something new. So what I will do? I will have to read some new book. What is my aim today? My aim is, Baba said, spiritual exercise Baba is giving you today. What is that exercise? Incorporeal form and angelic form. So stay in these two forms. Angelic form. One is to imagine that I am an angel. One is to visualize that I am an angel. One is to visualize and see that I am flying out and going here and going there and giving sakash. One is visualization, one is imagination. Another is to feel here and now that I am an angel. For that you need lightness of body. Without that lightness in the body, you cannot feel angelic. And most important thing is what you consume, not just with your mouth, but with your eyes, with your ears. If you are consuming very low vibrational music with your ears, how can you become angel? If you are having very low vibrational feeling, the lowest in this, scale of emotional scale, they have given fear. If there is a hidden fear in you, how can you feel angelic? If there is a hidden grief, sorrow, suffering, misery, privation, how can you feel angelic? If you have that feeling of blaming somebody, blame is at the level of 15th is blame. For worry is at the level of 14th. Doubt is 13th. Disappointment is 12th. Boredom is 8th. If you are feeling bored, how much to study Gyan, Yoga, you are feeling bored. So boredom is at a very 8th level of this emotional scale. You cannot feel angelic. To feel angelic, it is not just about sitting in yoga and feeling angelic and imagining. It is nature natural. It should become what? Natural nature. For natural nature means even when you are not doing anything, but you have that feeling that I am angelic. Just as do you ever forget that I am a male and I am female? You never forget. Or do you make mistakes in that gender while talking? No, we don't. We never forget. So it has become natural nature. 20 years back, somebody gave you a purse. Where he gave you? In the courtyard of Madhuban. If you asked who gave you this, you say, I don't remember the name. What that person was wearing? I don't remember what that person was wearing. What was the time? I don't even remember what was the time, but that purse was given to me by that person. Who was he? Male or female? And that I remember. I know, don't forget, male or female. I know it was sister who gave me, not a brother. This much I remember. But I don't remember face, clothes, time of the day. So this is so deeply inviterated in our consciousness. Yesterday Baba said, one is yathart nasha and another is ulta nasha. Yathart smriti and ulti smriti. That is what makes the difference. When you have yathar, just as this dehbhan, this body consciousness, Baba gave the homework of making list of dehbhan yesterday. Make a list. Have you made at night? We will see tomorrow. Let me sleep today. The homework was for yesterday, not today. The murli was yesterday, not today. So what? Smart students, sincere students, they do the homework on that very day. That is the mark of a bright student. They don't postpone. They don't procrastinate. So, you can take helps, but you have most careful what you consume through mouth, through ears. If you are consuming low vibrational food, you will cannot experience angelism, angelology, study of angels. Om Shanti.